Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
On September 26th, 43 college students disappeared in southern Mexico after a confrontation with police in the city of Iguala. A group of young men and women in training to become teachers became hostages or worse. Prosecutors believe the mayor and police of Iguala apprehended the students and delivered them to a drug gang. Aside from the pure horror of this story, it has revealed how the entire town is somehow in the employ of the cartels. This week, the city's mayor, Jose Luis Abarca, and his wife were arrested. No sign of the missing students, and in an echo of the Boko Haram kidnappings in Nigeria, tens of thousands of Mexicans have been protesting in the capital demanding that the government find them. Joan Grillo is a senior correspondent for Global Post and the author of El Narco, Inside Mexico's Criminal Insurgency. He says this incident shows once again the erosion of the rule of law throughout Mexico and Central America.
When you have this whole group attacked and then 43 of them disappearing, being carted off in police cars and then reportedly loaded into a cattle truck, one of the teachers' faces being sliced off and his body being dumped on the street, this created this enormous reaction. I think the perpetrators didn't realize the reaction it would create and how Mexican society would say enough.
Has it exposed the level at which political authorities are actually complicit with the drug cartels?
It has. And we see in this case a very sad and very frightening level of complicity. We have in this town called Iguala, where this happened, a town of 140,000 in Guerrero State, the mayor of the town and his wife alleged to be full-on drug cartel operatives. This is kind of a difference in some ways historically than what happened. You used to have drug cartels bribing mayors, bribing all kinds of officials. But now you're kind of, it's kind of like cutting out the middleman and actually putting the drug cartel operatives in power. And also they're saying that the police officers, again, were not only police officers who were bribed to turn a blind eye, but were police officers who were really cartel assassins in police uniform. Imagine a community where the political power is held by direct cartel operatives, people who are completely involved, immersed in illegal crimes, in drug trafficking culture. So they react to public disturbance, in this case, where you have some rowdy students. They steal buses to go on demonstrations and normally give them back. But they react to it with mass murder, with shooting at them, with kidnapping them. And they, in their insane world, believe they can get away with this.
And the students were not confronting police for any particular political reason. It was a sort of, you know, teenage high school crime and hooliganism or whatever you would call it, yes?
No, it's a bit more complicated than that. Basically, this is student teachers from quite a radical school. It was basically a school set up in the 1920s following the Mexican Revolution to bring literacy to the countryside. And it's created a very radical tradition over the years. More recently, they've been protesting education reforms by President Enrique Peña Nieto, which they find they see as a threat to their jobs. Now, they actually went to Iguala to hijack some buses, ironically, to go on a demonstration in Mexico City to commemorate a massacre of students back in 1968. So they wanted to commemorate students who were killed under the one-party system of 1968, and they found themselves being victims of a new massacre, a new attack in 2014.
A new one-party state.
a new one-party state. Now a bit more complicated than a one-party state. Now we have the same party back in power. But, I mean, this incident really brings up a challenge of Mexico's whole democratic project over the last 14 years. You have democracy, but you have this insane level of violence and you have this level of corruption. These massive problems still exist. And this is a challenge in Mexico, and it's a challenge across the whole of the Americas. Jamaica, Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, where migrants are leaving and turning up in the United States asking for refugee status, and really gets to a fundamental issue that the United States needs to look at in its foreign policy. You can promote democracy, you can promote free markets, but you also need to promote a functioning rule of law for those to exist. You know, imagine this happening somewhere in the United States, some provincial town somewhere, 43 students being kidnapped. Now, after 5 or 6 weeks almost now, they haven't found them. They haven't found either bodies or the students alive. You know, that's a real challenge. It really shows a kind of powerlessness of the government to try and resolve this case. And that makes Peña Nieto look very bad and kind of, you know, makes all of his efforts, you know, to say Mexico is now doing better, it's open for business, we're rescuing this country, it challenges his whole agenda.
Joan Grillo is a senior correspondent for Global Post and author of El Narco, Inside Mexico's Criminal Insurgency. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good to be here.